You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome to Kingdom Ministries International with Pastors Freeman and Twana Williams, where we love families, change neighborhoods, and impact communities with the gospel of the kingdom. We are convinced you will hear and see God's love for you as you advance towards your fulfillment of your life's purpose in Christ. Core of prayer. There are people who pray a lot. Do we agree?
Yeah.
There are people who pray more than other people, and there are people who pray less. In the writings that you read about Christ, you'll see he prayed all the time. Christ prayed all the time.
Amen.
All the time.
Amen.
We don't understand what all the time is because of our Western culture. Praying all the time for him meant that he would withdraw himself from everyone and pray.
Yes.
Most of us don't even do that. We don't do that. We actually do the opposite. We go around other people to keep from praying. Or we go around other people to talk. You're going to see how core of prayer works. So let's go back and let's get an understanding of how we were supposed to operate. We'll discuss the fall very briefly, and then we'll move into a couple of scenarios where you're going to see people who, in the Word of God, you know them, but you're going to see how they were reacting to certain things because of how out of alignment they were. And you can be saved, sanctified, full of the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues, not speaking in tongues, Christ is your King, and be totally out of alignment in prayer and have no effectiveness. Zero effectiveness, because you're not even sure if what you're saying is real, because you don't know which person is praying.
Yes.
You are a tri-part being. Say, I am.
I am.
A three-part being.
Just like my Father.
Amen. Come on.
Amen.
So let's look at this. When the Father originally came up with the idea of bringing the earth unto subjection to the kingdom, he sent us. Is that right?
Yes.
The idea was, I want to bring heaven to the earth, heaven's government.
Yes.
Do we agree?
Yes.
When he wanted to do that, he said, I'm going to get to a certain level, and then after I get to a certain level, that's Genesis 1 and 2, and then toward 2, 23, 24, he said, now, I'm going to stop, because the plan was to go this far, and we've already made man in our image, now let's bring them to the earth.
Yes.
And let's let them finish.
Yes.
Are you understanding?
Yes.
So your first and foremost assignment in life isn't your job, is your education, isn't any of these things. It's to come to know the Father fully.
Amen. That's it.
Got it?
Yes.
Are you listening?
Yes.
Because the kingdom that the Father lives in established everything. And that's the only kingdom that's going to last forever.
Yes.
Everything else is going to bow, submit to this kingdom.
Yes.
Are you listening?
Amen.
So he gave you himself, spirit, which is life. He gave you a soul, which is your processor. I'm using terms, you know, if you heard the other series, you know. And then he gave you an outer shell, which is gives you the right to be on the earth.
Amen.
Got it?
Yes.
So let's understand how it worked, or was supposed to work, the intent, so you can get it. Because if you don't know how it worked, and then after the fall, how the corruption took place, and then you'll see a couple of examples, you'll be able to see, as I'm talking to you and teaching you, exactly what's going on in your own life and why your prayers haven't been as effective as you like them to be.
Okay.
Are you understanding?
Amen.
So, in the original state of man, the outer man, you can write the word outer. If you're taking notes, please take notes. It's one of the most important messages you'll ever hear in your life. It really is. The outer man was to relay what was seen by what was... I'm sorry, let me say it slow. The outer man was to relay what was seen to the soul and the spirit. Now, this is Adam in the original state. Remember, God put him on a planet that had a lot of issues, and it needed to be reformed or restructured until heaven's government. Are you understanding?
Mm-hmm.
And so what Adam would see did not move him.
Yeah.
He wasn't shocked. He wasn't in peril. He wasn't terrified. What he saw didn't move him. What he saw, that information would come into his portals, and then it would be processed quickly down to his spirit and his soul. Got it?
Yes.
Now, the inner, which is the soul, it processes the picture and view according to God's plan or purpose. So in other words, the picture he saw, and I'm going to use an example. I wasn't back there, but I'm going to try to use an example. If he looked over to his right, and he was standing on the edge of the glory of the Most High, which is the presence of God in Garden in Eden. And he was looking, and he saw an area that was more like a desert or an oasis, he wasn't concerned about the desert or an oasis because by the time it processed, he saw a forest. Are you understanding? So the outer was to bring in the information, to relay it. It was then to go in and be processed. As it was processed, it had to go somewhere. The core, you can say spirit or you can say subconscious. Either three are right. Core, spirit, or subconscious. It speaks, he was designed to speak the word of God to the image. Are you listening?
Yes.
Speak the word of God to the image and to bring the image back to the original state. Come on. The core, or the subconscious, or the spirit, was designed to speak the word of God to the image and to bring the image back to the original state. So if he saw a desert or he saw a place where there should have been vegetation and it wasn't, his eyes saw it, he would see that and he wouldn't say desert. Are you listening? He wouldn't say, I see a desert. He would look at the desert, and by the time he processed it, he would say forest. Are you understanding?
Yeah.
That's the way we were designed. You were never designed to leave things the way they were. You were always designed to bring things back to their original state according to the word of God and God's plan and purpose for the earth.
Amen.
I got to stand still until my 15 minutes is up because I want you to see this. This is powerful. That's why a lot of times in our own prayer life, we're spending more time talking about the problem than the resolution that God has made available.
Amen.
Come on, we spend time after time. God, I need you. God, you're doing this. God, but today you're going to see how with the core of prayer, it's going to reverse and things are going to go back to the original state. Because if you don't understand how this works and things happen to you in your life, you are going to spend so much time talking about that, 30 seconds praying, and then 20 seconds so-called in faith, and you're deceiving yourself. The word of God calls it a double-minded man. And he said he is unstable in what? All of his ways. So that means that everything you see, you, because you have dominion, have the right to change the conclusion, leave it the way it is, or speak the word of God.
Amen.
Come on, say, I am
mankind.
I am
made
in the image and likeness
of God.
What God sees and
he doesn't like,
he changes. Come on, that's what healing is. Healing is taking you back to your original state. That's all it is. We call it supernatural because we understand that the resolution can't come from the earth.
Amen.
It must come from the spirit realm.
Yes.
Are you understanding?
Yes.
So we're going to take a look at a couple of people, and you're going to see how their lives were out of alignment and how their lives got back in alignment and what they did. Why is it important? Because it's easy today. I can go right to Christ and we can talk about that. But see, sometimes with people that you're dealing with or you're teaching, you have to go to people a little different because each person here, for some reason, somebody thinks that Jesus was so great and so powerful that we were excluded from him. He was just us.
Amen.
He was us. He had the same limitations we had.
That's right.
He was God in the flesh. Got it?
Yes.
But he left his deity in heaven, which means he was man.
Amen.
You missed that one. We came from where? Say God.
God.
He gave, put us on the earth. We're called what? Mankind. Who is God? I am. What is God's name? I am. He's the most holy one. Do we agree?
Yes.
The difference between us and him is the fact that he made us.
Yes.
He is the most high God.
Yes.
We are gods.
Yes.
He is deity over all.
Yes.
We are deity on the earth.
Amen.
In his image.
Amen.
We are gods on the earth.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good day to tell the truth.
It is. Amen.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Now, do you understand how we're supposed to function?
Yes.
What you see is never permanent unless you give it authority to stay permanent.
Mm.
So in prayer, you can change anything if you pray correctly. God will change it for you. But if you don't know how to pray correctly, you will settle on what's going on. Listen to me. That's why poverty is so easy to append to, because you've been trained to be impoverished all your life. Poverty has nothing to do with money.
Amen.
Poverty is a state of mind in which everything you try is set to fail.
Amen. That's it.
Come on, are you understanding?
Yes.
Poverty has nothing to do with money. Poverty is a state of mind in which everything you put your hands to will fail. So that's why you don't take risks. You don't try anything different. That's why you stay in a small little circle in a little area, and you stay in that area because you yourself have been trained to not go outside this area because it's not normal for you. But God did not give you the area. He gave you the earth.
Amen.
Come on. Psalms 8 says, everything that the Lord made with his hands, he gave to man.
Amen.
He said, you've given man the works of your hands.
Yeah.
Is the earth the works of God's hands?
Yes.
Then he's given it to man.
Amen.
You have to understand what's going on. So let's get into this some so you can understand. We're going to talk about the first person we're going to talk about is Judas. But we're not going to talk about Judas from the perspective you think, but we're going to talk about him so you can be able to see, because there's some things that was going on in his life that some of us, even though we say we saved, may have gone on, be going on in our life right now. It's, listen, it's okay to have God clean you. It's okay to have the Holy Spirit correct you and clean you.
Amen.
The writer said that he chastises those he loves.
Yes.
So we need help.
Yes.
We need help.
Yes.
Some of us think we saved and we're really safe. Some of us think we saved and we're fighting the conversion process.
Yes.
Some of us are saved and we're so religious that we forgot about God. Some of us are so big on titles that you can't even talk to us without setting an appointment with our title and us. Come on, you know it's real.
Yes.
It goes on, and it's terrible that God himself is not even liking it because of the fact that he himself said this concerning all man. He said, I'm going to judge it all.
Yes.
He said that, I'm going to judge all mankind. Abram, he said this, would not the judge of all the earth?
Yes.
Come on, he's going to judge everything.
Yes, he is.
So let's prepare to get into this. We're going to talk about Judas. Because I want you to understand what was going on in him, some things, because some of us, even though we're religious, we raise our hand, we're with you, pastor, we love our brothers and sisters in Christ, sometimes there are things going on in our heart that other people cannot see.
Amen.
And you have to be able to identify these things when they happen that will keep you from falling into the same sin that Judas did.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Yes.
You can talk to me. All right. So write this down, please. We're going to talk about the outer man first. And this is very important. Please write these things down or get the CD. It will help you. Outer man always wants to be seen and recognized up front and makes suggestions with ulterior motives. That's the outer man. Always wants to be seen and recognized up front and makes suggestions with ulterior motives. Let's go to John chapter 12, verse 5. Book of John chapter 12 verse 5. I'm going to read out the New King James Version. So again, in your notes, the outer man always wants to be seen and recognized up front. Make suggestions with ulterior motives. That's a lot of people that say they saved. We got a lot of people that want to be seen. People think here that they got a call of God on their life. They're going to make business cards. They have Bible studies over their house secretly. They do different things all over the place because they want to be recognized. You're going to find out today how to be recognized. If a man recognizes you, you're in trouble.
Amen.
If men recognize you, you're in trouble all the time.
You're in trouble.
John chapter 4, I'm sorry, John chapter 12, verse 5. Are you there?
Yes.
Book of John, chapter 12, verse 5. Are you there?
Yes.
Now we're talking about Judas for a few moments. This is when Mary was anointing Jesus' feet for his burial, okay? Let's start in verse 4. It says, but one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, you know who Simon was, he was a Pharisee.
Mm-hmm.
So Judas was set to be a Pharisee also. Because whatever your father is, that's what you are. Whatever your father is, that's who you are.
Yes.
So Judas' father was a what?
Pharisee.
And what was Judas supposed to be?
A Pharisee.
Your father is a god. Yes. What are you set to be? Okay. Watch this. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, who would betray him, said, why was this fragrant oil not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor? Sounds good, right? Verse 6. This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief. And he had money. He had the money box. And he used to take what was put in it. And one translation, it says he used to steal from also the disciples.